5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Welcome to the China Jedi Tour, where we voyage out to meet, visit, and see both normal or strange, known or unknown people, places, communities, civilizations, and events, to boldly bring you original and completely useless but sometimes useful content and informational information, and as always, shine humor, love, and light on Chinese life.
May the smile be with you.
Worker, 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 the con is on. The time has come for procrastination.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the China Jedi Tour, Episode 5. Well, we're recording live from the Magic Island Music Festival. Yes, it's the morning of the morning after, if that makes any sense. And today, I'm actually recording from the inside of a bamboo room. Yeah, not a tent this time, listeners, as it was at the last music festival, but an authentic bamboo cube. Yeah, my co-host today, as not always, is none other than...
Ryan Chambers.
And a bit of a different episode for you today, because as always, normally we talk about the bands and give you some interviews. But due to the fact that I was actually far too busy organising the damn event, I had no time, as co-host Ryan, to interview anyone. So Ryan, how did you think our event went? As you can tell, listeners, it went very well. The only thing that didn't go very well was the weather, wasn't it, Ryan? We managed to have, probably about 11 hours out of 12 hours of solid rain. But these are the challenges that we all face, and when you try to do a music festival outside, inevitably that is a challenge that you might have to meet. So we had a load of bands, as always, from all around the Pearl River Delta of China. We had Steamboat Blues, Var China, Mott, Lips McKenzie, Sun Yat-sen's, LWA, Space Folk, The Real Deal,
Sleepwalkers, Darren Mullins,
and Rory, you said that, Ryan. Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to just play a nice connected version of some tidbits, some songs from all of the bands, and as always, we hope you enjoy this fantastic local original musical creative talent. Ah, scratch that, Ryan.
Yeah, that was it's not the first time I've been woken up with you with a microphone in my face as well.
Yeah, you're right, but as you can listeners can probably tell from the tempo of our voices,
yeah,
we're obviously not in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, exactly, that was definitely the morning after.
So, listeners, we're now back in the studio, and after what happened at the recent Magic Island, the third one that we actually put on, we thought we'd review all this back in a nice, clean, dry area, hey, Ryan?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely a nice, dry area. That was definitely the wettest Magic Island we've had.
It was the Magic Island Deluge. I think that's probably what we should call this podcast.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, we planned to do a lot more, but because of the weather, it was just... Ah, totally insane.
Yeah, I mean, it was the third one. The two we'd done before, obviously, we had good weather. We never had rain like that, though, yeah. It was...
People had told me, they were saying to me, oh, I've heard it's rained at every Magic Island festival, thinking like it had rained like that, but that was like, that was torrential downpour. That was
Glastonbury-esque.
Yeah.
It really was.
I don't think people were feeling Glastonbury. They were thinking like summer island holiday weekend.
And we didn't put wellies on the kit list either.
No.
Wellies, yeah, wellies. Do they get wellies in America? Boots? Rubber boots. Yes.
Rubbers.
Rubbers. Did we tell them to bring rubbers? Maybe not the ones.
Another year.
So, yeah, listeners, this is a review of the Magic Island Deluge. It was a great party, though, Ryan, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was still good fun. A lot of people, you know, still had a great time. And, you know, it was people's energy and the band's energy that really kept it going, to be honest.
Yeah. So let's go through from, you know, the beginning of the day all the way through. Because we had a plethora of original music from all over the Delta, as we want to do. That's the whole idea of the Magic Island platform.
Yeah.
So we're going to go through all of the bands, listeners, one by one. And we have to say and apologise now that the recordings were not completely succinct, or should I say professional. Yeah. Must have been the cameraman we hired, hey, right?
Yeah, that could be down to me.
Delboy Productions. Right?
I wanted to spend a lot more time on doing that, but, you know, obviously it was pissing it down with rain the whole time, rushing around doing other things. But
We're a small team, of course, and we're doing our best. That's what we can say, hey?
Yeah.
Okay, so it kicked off around midday. This was Saturday.
Should have done.
Yeah, Saturday the 17th of June.
Yeah.
Yeah. Magic Island Free, Mint Free. And it kicked off. Did it not kick off at 12:10? We were meant to have our first performer on, which was Rory.
No, we were running pretty late, from what I remember.
Due to technical difficulties on stage, right?
Due to pissing down with rain.
Yeah.
Rory went up, fair enough. And everyone was sat under the tents.
Thinking when's the next boat off the island.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we had Rory. Rory, of course, a solo artist. He was playing with a classical guitar, wasn't it? And we whacked up the mic.
Guitar, yeah.
Put the mic up to him. Yeah. Two mics on the go. And so he seems to wear the same uniform all the time, I've noticed. Maybe that's his trademark.
Uniform, is it?
Yeah, it's like the white kind of Indian.
It's like us when we wear our yellow pants, apart from we haven't done that in a long time.
Actually, it reminds me of
that sounds weird, actually. <It's> like, wear our yellow pants when performing.
Focus on Rory, yeah. Del. he comes across with that uniform as rather Elton John-ish. Oh, no, sorry, not Elton John. No,
he's got the guy starry glasses.
John Lennon.
Yeah.
Yeah, very smart, and he did a nice set. So he opened up the festival.
Yeah.
Let's take a little listen.
Yeah.
Dear Prudence, won't you come out to play? Dear Prudence, with a brand new day, the sun is up, the sky is blue, it's beautiful, and so are you, dear Prudence. Let me see your smile, dear Prudence, like a little child. Proud to make your days a change, so let me see you smile again, dear Prudence. Won't you let me see you smile? Look around. Look around. Dear Prudence, let me see you smile. Dear Prudence, like a little child. Clouds will make a day to change, so let me see you smile again, dear Prudence. Let me see you smile.
the end. End of the list.
So yeah, there you go, Rory.
Yeah, I think I could hear the rain more than Rory actually in that. Like listening back to that, it was.
Yeah, the rain was really coming down, wasn't it?
Crazy. I don't remember it raining so hard when Rory was playing actually, but yeah, it
tell was. You, what, you know why I said John Lennon, eh?
Yeah, Dear Prudence.
Well, that was Dear Prudence by the Beatles. A nice cover, I think, yeah?
Yeah, really nice.
And that kicked us off, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. It's what we needed.
So thank you there,
thanks,
Rory.
For getting out there first, Rory.
Yeah, nice one, Leno. Yeah. Okay, so who was up next then, Magic Island 3? We had
Mr. Mullins.
Mr. Mullins, who's also played... Rory's played at the last two as well, didn't he?
Rory played at the second one. Darren's played at, all three.
Now, Darren Mullins, real character.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. He was a great help as well. Like, he wanted to help us set up. Yeah. He was running around with me in the rain before you guys got to the island asking what he could do. So, yeah.
That's nice. And he helped me out a lot when I had to move tents and all those things. Darren Mullins, the Big D. Kicking off, he likes a bit of country stuff, doesn't he, Darren?
Yeah, for sure.
So, listeners, let's check him out. Darren Mullins.
So, if you're Chinese, you probably know this song. I'll play it for you right now. It goes like this. Whoa, yeah, yeah. Love you more than I can say. I'll love you twice as much tomorrow. Whoa, love you more than I can say. Whoa, yeah, yeah. I miss you every single day.
With a nice remix of Leo Sayer, I think it was. More Than I Can Say, right?
Yeah.
Do you know, I remember Darren, because it was good audience participation, because, I think people were just still getting into the mode that, it's not going to be nice and sunny today.
Yeah.
But I got to say, I remember Darren when he was getting set up.
Yeah.
It took more than, 15 minutes to get his guitar working.
Yeah, not down to his thought or anything. Sound people, unfortunately, were changed on us last minute. And
well, nothing unusual quite, there, of course, right?
Yeah. It's quite of a... I really wanted to be in that situation where I could kind of leave the sound people to do their job.
Because they're the sound people.
Yeah.
That's been paid for.
Yeah, exactly. And I wanted to kind of focus on doing some other stuff, but it's a constant run around trying to communicate with them.
I think maybe the listeners out there, if they put on events before like this, or they haven't, it really doesn't help. One, the weather obviously is a big problem, but it doesn't help when the team that you have also aren't pulling through with what you would believe them to be experts in.
When your team's not being a team, it's like...
Yeah, and I mean, this is the third time, and every time, kit lists that we've sent over and, the specifications for all the equipment... Always with a few days, even one day to go,
yeah.
They change the spec, right?
But at least the first time, the The equipment was amazing. The sound team was very good.
Well, the first time we had the D and his guys, and they've done, of course, Strawberry Fields up festival, in Shanghai, yeah. The big festival up there. He knew his stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they changed those people on us, because they were amazing, you know.
Well, and of course, they're probably thinking now, listen to this, well, why didn't we stay with them? And of course, we don't need to go into the detail. We don't want to bore people, but the partner that we have on the island, well, there was a case that we thought it was a little bit too expensive. And when we do music festivals, I think the music should be top quality, because it's exactly, a music festival, right?
Yeah.
So that's probably one thing.
I just think we're on a different wavelength.
Yeah.
Different level.
Okay, so thanks for that, Darren, Mr. Mullins. Yep. So what came up next, Del?
Next up, I think we had the Thai guy, Steamboat Blues.
Yeah, the Thai guy and the girl singer, female singer.
She was singing a couple of songs for them as well. It was actually Rebecca from The Real Deal that introduced me to these guys. She was like, oh, these guys live in Zhuhai, I'm sure they'd love to play.
Yeah, they're out in Dorman, I think, doing something,
Live by the airport, they live up there. But yeah, I met these guys and they're a real, like, funny bunch of guys to hang out with.
You know, they say Thai people are always happy, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, this definitely is true with these guys.
Very true.
Okay, so let's listen to a bit of Steamboat Blues. What do you think of that? Interesting. It was a remix again, right? Considering we said our music festivals are original, all these songs so far are remixes, covers.
Yeah, but I mean, do a lot of acoustic covers at the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, what's the reason that Sun Yat-sen's don't do covers? Well, I always say, because we can't do them as good as the people that did them in the first place.
Can't do them, yeah.
So we did them ourselves. I mean, what was that? Some of that movie, wasn't it? What's the song called?
I can't remember.
Cups. Anna Kendrick, Cups. That was a rendition of.
From what movie?
Oh, I can't remember. Was it Cups? Pitch Perfect? I don't know, something like that.
I can't remember.
Anyway.
I recognise the song, but...
But they were a covers band, and great guys, great personalities.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, we haven't got any other songs to show, but as the separate guest, it got better and better, and they were livelier, which is what you want when it's raining.
Yeah, exactly. The first band that came out, so fair play to them, and yeah, awesome.
So they steamboated in, and then they steamboated out.
And then
we had
The Real Deal.
The Real Deal.
Yeah, we had Aaron and Rebecca. They just hopped off the boat. I think it was 2:15, and then they had to get them on the stage at like 2:30.
Okay.
So they didn't have a long time to prepare.
Didn't have much time.
Not a long time to throw some beers down.
And, of course, these guys, well, Rebecca, Lady and Aaron, he's now in Guangzhou, they were used to be a part of the Dim Sums.
Yeah, which Darren was
Mullins a part of before, yeah?
Yeah.
So they've moved on to other things, and yeah. This is the real deal. And I think one of the songs we've got here is featuring Corley as well, as yeah. she comes in and helps singing.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Are they the real deal?
Thank you.
was a real deal.
Real deal. First song, real deal, and then the second one featuring Corley. Yeah.
I think the first one was, again, two covers, right?
Two covers, yeah.
It was Bob Dylan, the first one, wasn't it? Forever Young, I think.
Forever Young, and then, Wagon Wheel.
Wagon Wheel, that's it, by Darius Rucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, Darius.
I can't remember who it was by, but yeah, I recognise the song name, Wagon Wheel.
Yeah. So, as I said, we do like to do original music, don't we? That's coming. I think generally the bands and the performers on earlier were more covers,
yeah,
which is great because, you know, people like to know songs that are being sung.
Exactly, yeah. But also they like that at the end of the night, you know, when they're really drunk as well. So it's, you know, covers are, you know, really still good to have. We just feature
Absolutely.
Some original music now and then. But yeah, I think we really need to get, you know, once Zhuhai is still a very small city, we need... you know, we need to make the music industry a bit bigger. Not we need to make it, but it just needs to develop that way naturally. Yeah.
Well, that's why I was going. I mean, a lot of performers came from, you know, Dongguan Zhongshan and...
But a lot of people came from Zhongshan.
Guangzhou, Shenzhen.
Yeah.
We've got to kind of bring it all together, haven't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that the studio cat I can hear, right?
I can hear the studio cat.
Let me just boot it out. That's why they call them puss in boots, isn't it? Yeah, so... Let it organically grow, as they say, but it needs platforms like, you know, the Secret Spot and Magic Island, and of course other places that we're going to be putting on soon.
Yeah.
Hush, hush, wink, wink.
Yeah.
Did you want to say something?
No, I was just going to say in Zhuhai there's not many platforms to do anything. So
well, there's no live music scene really, is there?
Live music bars, but you know we want to try and create a different kind of venue.
Yeah, an outdoor experience. You know, it's such beautiful weather here.
Well,
most of the time.
Yeah, not when we do anything. But
well, we didn't have luck on our side this time, perhaps.
No.
And maybe we were even more unlucky because next up we had LBW. Leg before wicket, as they say in cricket.
What? LWA.
Oh, sorry, LWA. Yeah. No, LBW in cricket's unfortunate because, of course, you're out.
Yeah.
The LWA, any?
This wasn't a cricket team, no.
No, this was the band from Dongguan.
Yeah, yeah.
Any idea what LWA stands for?
I never even thought to ask them, actually.
Well, it's not leg before wicket, obviously.
Well, no, because that's the wrong letters.
Long...
Leg, wicket before.
Long wicket, long, long, whirly...
Long-winded...
Acoustics.
Long-winded acoustics.
Okay, well, let's listen to the long... Wounded Acoustics. Sorry, LWA.
We're going to have to ask them now.
Going to have to ask them. You, come on, if you're listening, which hopefully you are, let us know why you called your band LWA. But they were nice guys. First time we met them, yeah?
Yeah, awesome. And guys, really glad they came.
Yeah.
Really glad to get, you know, the amount of people that came from Dongguan was great as well. So
brilliant, wasn't it?
Awesome.
Yeah, got to love the Dongguanians.
Dongguanians, yeah.
So shall we...
have a listen.
Put a bit of LWA on. Here we go.
Yeah.
that was
LWA.
Yeah, oh. You know, when you've been LBW'd. with a couple of more covers.
Yeah. No, I mean, fair play to them. Like I said, how many original bands did we actually have at the festival?
I think it was the later ones from now onwards, I think.
Yeah.
That's how we wanted to do it, though, wasn't it? We wanted to get like that 50-50 mix.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's hard to get originals.
Yeah, it's definitely hard. And, you know, if people don't recognise the songs or from the beginning, you know, they're not going to be...
Well, they ain't leaving. They're stuck on an island.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's true.
Yeah. What are they going to do? Mope in the corner and umbrella open. But I think that was a couple of... One was Bob Marley, wasn't it? Ooh, yeah. Baby, I love you. Like a bit of reggae when it's sunny on an island.
Yeah. Just like it was.
And then what's that other one? I love Alanis Morissette. It's a love listening to that album.
God, yeah, that brings back memories, listening to Alanis Morissette.
What was that? I said, hey what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice air guitar.
Yeah, for the listeners.
Yeah.
Okay, so great. Thanks for that, LWA. So up next, oh, I love these guys. From Guangzhou. Sleepwalkers.
Sleepwalkers, yeah.
I think we did one of their songs, Rainbow Wolf, on a pod a few weeks back.
Okay, yeah.
I think we put them on just at the right time. It should have been as the sun was going down.
Yeah.
But it was as the rain was maybe getting a bit lighter.
I think they actually got no rain. Their set was... pretty dry.
They were the only dry band.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Figuratively speaking.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sleepwalkers. Yeah, I mean, these guys, we interviewed them at the Secret Spot.
That's right, yeah. Those guys did a great job.
Cliff and Chris. Yeah. I really love their stuff. I could listen to them. It's just a lovely, easygoing music, isn't it?
Definitely,
I love it.
Yeah.
So, shall we do the honours?
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Sleepwalkers.
Ah, the Tuesday is just as bad. Lord, and Wednesday's worse. And Thursday's just so sad. Now the eagle flies on Friday.
warning. There's a custom. A couple of weeks ago, every time we play that, I've got to think of him. Everybody's okay? Are you drunk yet?
Working on it.
Down quiet. Hurry up, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, I mean, as always, after listening to the Sleepwalkers, it just gives me a lift, yeah?
Yeah, that's I love their sound. Love that bluesy, kind of jazzy kind of sound. Yeah,
funky as well sometimes.
Yeah. It's got...
I think totally original, right? If I remember speaking to Cliff, a lot of their stuff's original.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure all their songs are original, so...
Yeah, really nice. And when we saw them at the Secret Spot when we played there, the keyboard player wasn't there that time. And that just adds another element, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we got to see him singing, that was awesome. Yeah. As well, he's a very good singer. Oh, that's a great band.
Yeah. You know, like, because we were organising the event, and anyone who's organised an event, when the event comes, generally you don't get to really enjoy the event because there's so many things going on behind the scenes.
Especially this one.
We won't even bore anyone with, but I just remember listening to these guys, and it was one time that I actually got to sit down with a drink, and I thought... Yeah.
That's the first time I sat down as well, actually. I sat down in the Cheers tent and I was just like, right, I need to take a break now. Just have a little break.
Okay, so that's funny. We must have synced because I was like, you know, maybe 50 metres away doing
this. Were you doing the shot of Jägermeister at the same time? Wendy's tent?
Yeah, I had that earlier. I bloody needed it.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's the Sleepwalkers. Yeah,
11 in the morning.
Guangzhou band. Really big up the Sleepwalkers. Love them.
Awesome.
So, what came next?
Was it the dancing, Zumba?
Yeah, I mean, we added a bit of spice. We put... My wife came on and she does her Zumba...
Shook her ass for a little
stuff.
Bit.
Shook her ass.
Yeah, with
Corley and Jen. And people came onto the Sandy dance floor and did some dancing.
Yeah, because before they've danced on the stage, but I don't know, they were just...
I think because of the weather. Yeah. It was too slippy.
Yeah.
And even though it dried up for the Sleepwalkers, I think it was still pretty wet. I mean, people were swimming literally in that... sand dance pit.
Yeah, it was a... well, later on, yeah, for sure.
Deluge is no, it's pretty apt, I think. Normally rain in this climate stops and then the sun comes out.
Exactly. And that's what we always say to people. It's all right, the rain stops. It's very rarely torrential at this time.
At least we didn't have typhoon winds, I suppose.
Yeah. Jeez.
Okay, well, we had a bit of Zumba. Well, let's listen to a bit of this. You might get a bit of the atmosphere from it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Meet you all, Zumba.
Well, I wasn't. I was trying to film it.
that was great. I mean, when you watch the video again, it's just you just wish for a little bit of sun, eh?
Yeah, exactly. I remember them being on the stage the other times dancing, but obviously it was too wet and slippery and a bit of a hazard. But
still great though. Pick people up.
Yeah, sure.
At this point, the sun was going down, and I think we put
DJ.
Normally we don't bring DJs on, but we like to mix it up, don't we?
Yeah, so durian came on.
Not fruit.
Not durian.
So you don't like durian, do you?
No, definitely.
You gag at that, don't you?
Definitely don't like that.
Especially with hairy bits in it. Like
that would be my nightmare.
Hairy mouth durian. From durian.
God. DJ D2DAG.
Well, it's got an interesting name. D2DAG, which I think it's meant to be D2DG. See how that's creatively done? Yeah. D2DG.
Again, I never asked him.
But I think this guy, Dorian, he clever guy, he ended up sleeping in the green room. The man room. Because he had AC and he's obviously not a camper. But he played a nice little set, I think. And
definitely got people up, got people going.
And they brought a good crew, didn't they, the Zhongshan?
Oh, for sure, man. For sure. Originally, when we started that Zhongshan group, we had nobody. Nobody was going to be interested. We thought something else was going on in Zhongshan and then ended up nearly getting a full bus from those guys, so...
Mate, I have to say as well, the crew that came down, they were really helpful, like moving tents around when we had to move bars and all the different tents.
I couldn't believe all the help people were giving us at like this point in the evening. Well not at this point, like in an hour from now, because I think we come on next after Dorian.
Well, big up to the Zhongshan crew and their very own DJ D2DG. Let's have a listen.
For listening to the China Jedi podcast, shining humor, love, and light on Chinese life.
May the smile be with you.